you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's no secret that Washington, D.C. is broken. We have too many people there who serve their own interests, not ours. We have too many people who go to enrich themselves and who push these disastrous policies that they're completely immune from. In basic terms, Washington, D.C. no longer works for us. That's how it's supposed to be, but that's not how it is right now. And very rarely do you get candidates where you just truly believe that they're change agents, that they actually want to go to Washington, D.C. and fight for you, that they're in it for the right reasons, that they're in it for something beyond themselves, for the country, to actually make a difference. And this candidate, Tiffany Smiley, who's running for Washington State, who's running to unseat Patty Murray, who's been there for almost 30 years, is that kind of candidate. I've spoken to her twice now. I interviewed her when I filled in for Dan Bongino on his show, The Dan Bongino Show. And then we've interviewed her for this show, for The Truth with Lisa Booth, which you're about to listen to. She is that candidate. She is that kind of person who's fighting for the right reasons, who's in it for the right reasons, who would go to D.C. and be a warrior for people in Washington State. She has an incredible story, too. She was a triage nurse. April 2005, she found out that her husband, Scotty, while serving in Iraq, was severely wounded by a suicide bomber. He had fell into a coma. He lost sight in both eyes. And they tried to get her to discharge him, but she would not. She would not do that. And he actually went on to be America's first blind active duty Army officer. And in the process of fighting the system, of fighting for her husband, she realized just how broken Washington, D.C. truly was, how broken the system was, how the system was failing our veterans, failing our military heroes, failing you. And me. And we're going to get into that story with her because obviously you want to hear it from her herself about her own life story. But I'm just telling you, I really like Tiffany Smiley. We really need her in Washington, D.C. And I truly hope you enjoy this interview with her. Tiffany Smiley, running for Senate in Washington, D.C. Tiffany Smiley. Tiffany, I got to interview you on the Dan Bongino show, and I just loved our conversation so much. So I'm so glad to be able to have you on my podcast. So thank you so much for making the time.
Yes, Lisa. Thanks for having me on.
I just truly believe that we need more people in Washington, D.C. like you who didn't want to get into politics. It wasn't the chosen career path, but you know, you saw what was going on in the country and decided to get in. That's what we need in D.C.
yeah, you know, if someone would have told me back in 2005 that me and my husband's journey would lead me into politics, I would have laughed and said, you're crazy. You know, there's absolutely no way our family will get into politics. But, you know, our country is, it's worth fighting for. And we're just watching Washington State get destroyed under bad leadership, bad policy. You know, my husband lost his eyesight for this country. He's never seen our children's faces. We're not going to sit by and just watch 30-year incumbent career politician Patty Murray phone it in for another 6 years. That's not what's good for our country. And so, you know, it's interesting when we were trying to decide even getting into this race and getting into politics, I remember I was feeling, you know, some reservations, and rightfully so. I just finally built a house and, you know, weren't moving all over the country with the military and blood, sweat, and tears, but we have built a beautiful life. And Scotty came to me and he said, Tiffany, there's one person who can beat Patty Murray in Washington State. And I hate to tell you, honey, but it's you. And he just said, you know, you kicked me out of that hospital bed in Walter Reed and believed that I had purpose and could live for, you know, something bigger and better than myself. And so he said, go do it for all of Washington. And I'm behind you all the way. So for me and Scotty, we want to know in 10, 20 years that our three boys have an America worth giving their eyesight for.
It sounds like you guys have a really beautiful and supportive marriage.
Oh, yeah. Scotty is so amazing. You know, and he's very much so a part of this campaign as well. So people all across Washington State love Scotty and have heard from Scotty. He stumps for me. He goes to speeches for me. He's an amazing, amazing human being, and certainly knows that freedom isn't free and that this country, this state is worth fighting for. We call it Team Smiley, and we are building Team Smiley all over this great state.
And for those who are unfamiliar with your story and your husband's story, so he served in Iraq and was severely wounded by a suicide bomber. This happened in April 2005. Talk about that and sort of how it completely changed the trajectory of both of your lives.
Yes, I was working as a nurse here in Washington State and resigned from my nursing job. And I took a one-way flight out to Washington, D.C., up to the old Walter Reed. And I didn't know if I was going to greet Scotty dead or alive, but I was going to be there. And when I walked into his trauma care unit, he had tubes coming out of every orifice of his body. He was in a coma. And one thing was permanent. The suicide bomber that he was negotiating with in service to our country had detonated his car. And the shrapnel from that detonation completely obliterated both of Scotty's eyes. Whether he lived or died, he would be forever blind. And that's, you know, truly when my fight began for Scotty, I realized that I had to stand up and fight for his life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The Army and the VA were coming at me with paperwork and saying, sign right here on the dotted line, Mrs. Smiley. And I said, no, I'm not signing that. And they said, well, everyone signs it. And I said, well, I'll be the first one to not sign it. You know, it was bigger than me. It was bigger than Scotty. I believe that Scotty could still serve, that I could help him make a miraculous recovery, and that he could still be an asset to the military. So we took on the Army. He went on and became the first blind active duty officer to ever serve our country. And we served for over a decade with him completely blind. Scotty's never seen our children's faces. They were all born after he was blind. But once Scotty was well, I knew I had to go back and make it right for everyone else. So we took on VA reform and, you know, took on big government, big bureaucracies and did what was right. But truly in that fight, I realized we have so much more to be fighting for. And I remember, you know, the first time me and Scotty, well, it's like the second time we walked into the Capitol where we were advocating and fighting for veterans and meeting with anyone who would take a meeting with me, I was really disappointed. I remember leaving our Capitol and feeling very, very sad because here our family, you know, Scotty had lost his eyes and we were fighting and trying and striving and doing everything we could and facing just government bureaucracy. And when we went to the Capitol, we found career politicians on both sides of the aisle. This isn't a Democrat or Republican issue. It's American issues that we have going on. And just the status quo and the apathy. And I just, you know, career politicians who are just more interested in their special interest-driven agenda than they were doing what's right for the American people. And when we left the Capitol, I remember looking at Scotty and I said, I don't know how, Scotty, but our voices belong there. Like, our country deserves better. So, you know, in some ways, I feel like I'm still being a nurse. I'm just helping people in a different way.
Quick break. Back with Tiffany Smiley, who's running for Senate in Washington State.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You had said that for the discharge, they told you that everyone signs it, but you didn't. What held you back from doing that?
Internally, I knew, like, if I sign that, not that it was the death sentence for Scotty, but it was like that's a path that I don't want him going down. And it was basically like, sign right here, we'll get him transitioned into the VA, and then you can look for long-term care facilities for him. He was 24 years old. He was in the best shape of his life, West Point grad. And I remember thinking, nope, our life is going to be better than this. We are going to make something of this. And I believed in Scotty when everyone else didn't. And rightfully so, they thought I was crazy, but I had a vision. I knew that we could work and I knew I could fight for Scotty. I would walk in his hospital room and tell him all the things that he could be versus all the things he couldn't be. So my conviction was strong when I looked them in the eyes and said, I'm not signing that paperwork. In fact, he pushed it in front of me a second time and said, Mrs. Smiley, you know, everyone signs this, sign it. And I said, I'm not signing it. Gave me time to build a coalition that believed in this vision of something better, not just for Scotty, but for thousands of catastrophically injured veterans and their families and how we treat them. But I would walk into Scotty's room and, you know, every day you didn't know what medical crisis he was going to face or, you know, even just the aftermath of dealing with being in the best shape of your life and the best vision to no vision at all. And I would tell him all the things he could be. I would say, you know, you're going to be a speaker someday, Scotty. You're going to be an author. You're going to write a book. You're going to be a phenomenal teacher. And he would refute it, but he's like, Tiffany, you're the most persistent person I know. He's like, you just kept coming in and speaking truth and speaking hope and life into my life. And, you know, he reached a point where he's like, I don't have any other choice. Like, I have to go forward and do this. And, you know, Scotty's incredible. I'm lucky. I am so lucky that I get him as my teammate every single day, because he, you know, of course he went back to Duke and got his MBA. He wrote a book. He's climbed Mount Rainier, Denali. He's an Ironman, completely unstoppable. And I'm honored to be on Team Smiley with Scotty.
Well, and now he's standing by your side and encourage you in this endeavor as you fight for change in Washington, D.C. You know, after going through that whole process with your husband and getting a front row look at how our government works, how it treats veterans, what needs to change about government?
Oh, my goodness. The government needs to work for the people. You know, it's clear, like right now we have Senator Murray, who only works for Washington, D.C. And every room I go into here in Washington State, you know, I say, if Senator Murray was really working for Washington State, then why did she vote to raise taxes? Why did she vote for the highest inflation that we've seen in a generation? Why did she vote for higher gas prices? She voted for crime, soft on crime policies. I mean, these are the questions that people are asking. This is what's at stake. Government needs to work for the people. And I think we've got that confused in this country. Senator Murray is just the government and growing larger government bureaucracies at every turn. That is threatening our livelihoods, our safety here in Washington State. So certainly in this race, that's what's at stake. That's what I'm talking to. You know, on Saturday, I was in Seattle in a room with Democrats and independents who have said, you know, Tiffany, you're the first Republican I've ever voted for. And I'm honored. Like, I'm proud to be voting for you. And they just feel increasingly less safe because Senator Murray works for Washington, D.C. So we need the people's voices in the people's house. That will be really, really refreshing for our country, for our state, where we can just start to deliver results all over this country.
And that's the thing is, you know, the majority of Americans believe the country is on the wrong track, because it is. I mean, we see it in all aspects of government. And so why, if the majority of Americans believe the country is on the wrong track, why vote for someone who has been there for almost 30 years and has contributed to all the problems and that the directional wrong, right, of the country?
Yes. Yes. That's the case that we are certainly making here in Washington State, you know, is, do you like the crime in the streets? Do you like inflation? Do you like high gas prices? If you don't like this, then you need to vote differently. And that's certainly what we are hearing. And I think there's some people who just sat out of politics because they're so discouraged. You know, I have a whole agenda for political recovery and reform, where I pledge to hold 10 town halls all across Washington State. Senator Murray, I don't even think she's held one last year. In addition to that, I'm not going there to get paid or to build a retirement. Like, if our Congress cannot pass a budget, then we shouldn't get paid. Senator Murray has sat on her elitist perch, failed us at every turn. Like, I think she's forgotten that she's there to serve. And that's certainly what we need more of. In every room I go into in Washington State, I talk about how Senator Murray has spent millions to attack me and my family. She's trying to paint us as a threat to democracy. And she shows a picture of Donald Trump. She's just trying to further divide and play into this rhetoric that's dividing our country. Enough already. And I remind every room, Patty Murray wants to scare you, and I'm here to serve you. That's the choice on the ballot this November.
Well, and it also shows that they have no solutions, right? I mean, the only it's like just they don't have solutions.
Yeah, I mean, what a bad look for a 30-year career politician incumbent. She comes back, you know, she called for funds to be diverted from our police force, and she disappears. People in Washington State didn't see her, nowhere to be found. She comes out attacking one opponent 2 months prior to the primary, and she's not talking about solutions. She's not talking about any plans to help out people. No, she's attacking Tiffany Smiley and telling everyone in Washington State to oppose me because I'm a threat to democracy. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's a really bad look. It's exactly why we will win this race, because we're actually sharing hope. We have a plan, a vision, agenda to rein in the out-of-control spending, unleash our American energy independence. I remind every room that Senator Murray took max-out donations from the Nord Stream 2 pipeline lobbyists. I would say, what a D.C. thing to do. Raise our gas prices and line her pockets. Enough. People are sick and tired of it.
I mean, that pretty much does sum up the problem with Washington, D.C., to be perfectly honest. And you'd referenced her stance on, you know, crime and not really standing up for citizens. And I mean, we all saw in disbelief with what happened in Seattle, Washington, where leaders, city leaders, quote, leaders in quotes, right? Because they're not really leaders, cede the city to anarchists and to rioters. And that's extreme.
Yes, that is so extreme. She stood by. She didn't say anything. She didn't stand up and fight. She didn't stand up and back our blue. She went along with whatever was working for Washington, D.C. In fact, I recently, I had a crime ad where I'm holding Patty Murray accountable for her failures and then talking about what we could do in the future. Senator Murray came back to relatively the same spot where I filmed that ad. Mind you, where I was filming, there was murders in that parking lot, and it was a Starbucks that's been completely shut down. She came back to that area and pretended like there was no crime here. And mocked me, like saying, I can get a cup of coffee here. You know, the news went and interviewed a lot of the business owners, and they said, oh, yeah, we have crime every single day. We have break-ins, muggings. So I'm like, what world are you living in, Senator Murray? You don't deserve this position anymore because you are so out of touch. It's a slap in the face to Washingtonians who are being ravished by crime. A woman just, you know, a couple weeks ago told me she was walking to the middle of the day in Seattle, was violently assaulted, shoved into a corner. She had to fight off the assailant herself. And then she looked around and someone said, don't call 911 because they're not going to do anything. That's Patty Murray's Washington State.
And it's also the financial concerns as well. I mean, we see so many Americans right now. I think it's something like, you know, we're all paying $450 more each month. You know, it's gas is impossible. I mean, it's just, it all is just adding up. And I think so many people are suffering. What are you hearing from, you know, folks back home about the economic situation that they're facing?
Yes. I mean, the rising cost of living is affecting people. You know, just a couple weeks ago, I was at the Kent Safeway parking lot, and I saw two little girls playing in the parking lot as if it was their backyard. They had their dolls out, and it was clear they're living out of their car. Their mom was inside the grocery store, probably just trying to get a few bites to eat to get through the day or get through that night. And, you know, it's clear that woman does not need Patty Murray's electric vehicle voucher. That woman needs gas prices to be lower, cost of groceries to be lower. She needs childcare. She needs a hand up in this country. I've been clear in every room in Washington State. That's who I'm fighting for. Senator Murray's so completely out of touch. I mean, tax and spend is the name of her game. We cannot afford 6 more years of Senator Murray. There's absolutely no way. It's leading us down a path of higher, you know, higher inflation, higher cost of living. Grocery prices are some of the highest in the country here. Same with gas prices. And you know, people are, they're very worried. But in addition to, you know, the rising cost of living and crime, in every room I go into, there is someone that comes to me with tears in their eyes, talking about a son or a daughter or a relative or a friend or a funeral they just went to from fentanyl. It is a crisis in Washington State. It's not just on our streets and in our homeless encampments. It's in our schools. It's killing our kids. Senator Murray, you know, she held a hearing in Washington, or she held a roundtable, and then she went to Washington, D.C. and held a hearing. And I have been very clear hearing, you know, that's such a Washington, D.C. thing to do because hearings don't save lives. Taking action and securing our poorest southern border and stopping the flow of fentanyl from coming in and killing our kids. That is something that I hear in every single room I go into in Washington State, someone that is affected by this crisis.
And so many people are dying from it, as you pointed out. You know, Tiffany, before we go, is there anything you'd like to leave listeners with?
Yes, I would just encourage you to, you know, continue to believe in this country. When we are pushed in a corner and all might seem lost, that we always rise better. I'm fighting for the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness for all of Washington State. We can move forward. We are this shiny beacon on a hill. And I am in this fight to deliver that, to bring our state and our country together. We are not stopping. We're going all the way through the finish line, continuing to connect with voters to ensure that we get this country and our state on the right track. It is worth the sacrifice and the fight. So I encourage everyone to get involved. Use your voice, because I know that one voice can make a big difference.
And Tiffany, can you say one more time where people can go help you? You broke up right at the time where you were mentioning your website, so I want people to have that.
Yes, yeah, sorry, I'm on the road. I'm in the back of my bus heading to another event. So anyone can join us at smileyforwashington.com, all spelled out. This is truly a fight for children in this country and for Washington State. So thank you so much, Lisa.
So smileyforwashington.com. Go help Tiffany Smiley. Tiffany, I've really just enjoyed getting to know you through these conversations. I really, truly hope you get to Washington, D.C. We need people like you. So I'm praying for you.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it. We will win. Keep an eye on Washington.
That was Tiffany Smiley. I mean, what a story. I really meant that when I told her, I hope you get to Washington, D.C. These are the kinds of leaders that we need in America. These are the kinds of leaders we need in Washington, D.C. You can tell she actually cares about the people that she's running to represent in Washington, D.C. So if you're in Washington State, please go help her. Get out and vote. The race is achievable, and we need people like her. I want to thank you guys at home for listening. I want to thank Drew Steele for stepping in to put together the podcast every Monday and Thursday, but you can listen throughout the week. And please leave us a review and give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th, with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.